The Secret Places of the Heart by H.G. Wells, narrated by Sam Cusey. Chapter 1. The Consultation. Section 1. The maid was a young woman of great natural calmness. She was accustomed to let in visitors who had this air of being annoyed and finding one umbrella too numerous for them. It mattered nothing to her that the gentleman was asking for Dr. Martineau as if he was asking for something with an unpleasant taste. Almost imperceptibly, she relieved him of his umbrella and juggled his hat and coat onto a massive mahogany stand. "What name, sir?" she asked, holding open the door of the consulting room. "Hardy," said the gentleman, and then yielding it reluctantly with its distasteful 3-year-old honour. "Sir Richmond Hardy." The door closed softly behind him, and he found himself in undivided possession of the large, indifferent apartment in which the nervous and mental troubles of the outer world eddied for a time on their way to the distinguished specialist. A bowl of daffodils, a handsome bookcase containing bound Victorian magazines and antiquated medical works, some paintings of Scotch scenery, 3 big armchairs, a ball clock, and a bronze dancing faun, by